The Kirtle-False Idol. By Payne Forte et Dieu. The Adoration of the Golden Calf by Nicolas Poussin. Nicolas Poussin, Public Domain, via Wikimedia Commons. Working with data, akin to a science dash. I'm at odds with my natural leaning. To the arts. A relentless march for proof. To reveal, to rend the veil, a reliance. On progress I find odd, overweening. With no room for mystery, fashionably uncouth. If we lose the capacity to wonder, for awe. If acts of nature are saddled with measured meaning. If the majesty of our being is to an algorithm reduced. And our dreams are poor shadows. To a bleak future we draw. Closer, in truth. I wrote this poem as part of an assignment a couple of years back. I had 10 lines of poetry to write to meet the required volume for submission, and I wanted to try a form that would challenge me and that I could learn from. I found something called a kirtle, essentially a condensed sonnet comprised of a sestet and a quatrain with a final tail or half line. I chose ABCABCDBCDC as their rhyming scheme, although other valid schemes exist, some of the rhyming is tenuous, but at the very least is assonant. The kirtle was devised in 1877 by Gerald Manley Hopkins, and never really became popular as a form. I like it for its strange tale, brevity and small structure. The poem tries to depict my disassociation from my work, which is the management and analysis of data. I work in a culture where the data alone is expected to give the answers to future success, with any awareness and expectations of human culpability, for poor performance, and human choice, diminished. I am not religious, but I am anti-science in as much as it seems to be seen as the only path of human progress, more so in our current times of COVID panic, climate panic, and blind faith in science, and I find it difficult to accept the thinking that science can, and should, explain everything. Copyright Payne Forte et Dieu 2021.